I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, leaving 10 people dead and 3 others wounded. The suspect, 18-year-old Peyton Gendron of Conklin, New York, has been arraigned on first-degree murder charges. He wore military gear and live-streamed the shooting spree.
The FBI is working this case jointly with our partners, with the Buffalo PD and our other federal, state, and local partners. We are investigating this incident as both a hate crime and a case of racially motivated violent extremism.
Stephen Belongia, special agent in charge of the FBI's Buffalo field office. 11 of the victims are black and 2 are white. Pro-choice demonstrators gathering in cities across the U.S. Saturday, following the leak of the Supreme Court draft opinion that supports overturning Roe versus Wade. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from Washington, D.C.
Police actually cleared out thousands that were gathered here in front of the Supreme Court. Protesters marched about a mile and a half from the National Mall up Constitution Avenue here to the Supreme Court. Fences for the first time in the 233-year history of the court.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham asking the federal government for more help to battle the wildfires burning across the northern part of the state. One of the fires is the second largest in New Mexico history and has destroyed hundreds of homes. Former President Trump criticizing the Biden administration's policies at a stop of his American Freedom Tour in Austin, Texas, Saturday.
Call me conservative, call me liberal. I want a border. I want voter ID. I want low taxes. Call me liberal. Call me anything you want. But when you think about it, most of it's common sense.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tuesday is primary day in several states, with the one in Pennsylvania taking center stage.
Former President Trump endorsed in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary in mid-April.
And you're going to send Dr. Oz to fight for you in the U.S. Senate?
Some conservatives didn't like the pick, though, and polling shows a tight race among Oz, Dave McCormick, and, as of last week, Kathy Barnett. The seat is open as Republican Senator Pat Toomey retires, and Democrats see an opening, with Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman described as more progressive than his rivals, likely winning the Democratic contest. In the increasingly swing state of North Carolina, Trump has backed Congressman Ted Budd in the Senate primary, as some polling shows his rival, former Governor Pat McCrory, would lose to the leading Democratic candidate, Sherry Beasley. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A manhunt is underway for an escaped Texas inmate charged with capital murder. Gonzalo Lopez was able to remove his restraints and then stab a bus driver during transport in the town of Centerville. Residents of the town say they have made preparations if they have a run-in with the escapee.
We're locked and loaded. I mean, that's who we are. I mean, we protect our neighbors.
It's just crazy. Everybody's pretty much armed and ready to go.
Lopez was convicted of killing a man with a pickaxe, according to prison officials. Melania Trump speaking out publicly for the first time since departing the White House.
Former First Lady Melania Trump spoke exclusively to Fox & Friends Weekend co-host Pete Hegseth this week and had this to say about what she sees throughout the country right now.
I think a lot of people are struggling and suffering and what is going on around the world as well. So it's very sad to see.
Mrs. Trump also commented on the baby formula shortage currently affecting families across the U.S.
It's heartbreaking to see that they're struggling and the food is not available for children.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.